Report: Viewership plummets for second episode of Jen Psaki's MSNBC show. By Amy Furr on May 10, 2025. It seems viewers were not as excited about the second episode of MSNBC host Jen Psaki's The Briefing on Wednesday evening. Her show debuted on Tuesday with 1.2 million viewers and 139,000 in the demographic of individuals whose ages ranged from 25 to 54, Fox News reported on Friday. However, the following evening everything reportedly went to pieces when her second episode drooped to over 1 million viewers and a mere 65,000 in the key demographic. The Fox article continued. MSNBC's newest program shed a staggering 53% of its demo viewers compared to the first episode only one day prior. Psaki's program also lost a whopping 67% of viewers between the ages of 18 to 49 after only one episode, as The Briefing averaged 113,000 on Tuesday and only 37,000 on Wednesday. On Wednesday, Psaki's The Briefing also had fewer viewers among adults aged 25 to 54 than various repeats of Friends, Seinfeld, Everybody Loves Raymond, Bob's Burgers, The King of Queens and That 70s Show, along with Nickelodeon's Paw Patrol, Hallmark's Reba, and TLC's My Strange Addiction, and many other basic cable offerings. Psaki, who previously worked as former President Joe Biden's White House press secretary, recently took over an evening slot for the network as the outlet's Rachel Maddow went back to hosting once a week on Mondays, the Associated Press reported on April 23. Psaki replaces Alex Faulkner, who had the daunting task of trying to hold on to as many viewers of MSNBC's most popular personality as she could. Psaki's selection was one of the early moves for new MSNBC president Rebecca Kutler, who is also navigating MSNBC's corporate divorce from NBC News, the article said. Social media users shared their thoughts on the X page for Psaki's The Briefing. One person writing, "Just when you thought MSDNC couldn't get any worse with Rachel Maddow, along comes Jen Psaki and she sets an even lower standard. I feel the need to circle back to an earlier question, how's the viewership? Bahahaha," another user commented. In March, President Donald Trump called CNN and MSNBC political arms of the Democrat Party, saying what they do is illegal, per Breitbart News.